Rose, I'd ask you to take roll.
Thank you, Judge Conklin. Okay, so Judge Conklin?
Present.
Judge Gabe?
Present.
Judge Losh? Judge Reinhardt? Mr. Finke?
Here.
Mr. Landry advised us he'd be absent today, as well as Ms. LaVere. Mr. Rule. And Mr. Yamasaki?
Yes, present. I also see that Judge Larsh is on the screen, so just wanted to make note of that.
I don't see him.
Judge Larsh, are you with us?
He's muted.
He was at one point.
Hey, I am with you guys. Sorry, I'm on my phone and I'm struggling, but I'm with you and I'm putting myself back on mute.
Great, thank you. And the reason I wanted to make sure you're here, Judge Larsh, is I think you make our quorum. I think, does that give it to us, Rose? Five?
Yep, five present.
Okay, great. Glad we've got the necessary folks present. Other folks have let us know that they're understandably occupied and or coming in late. This meeting starting right when everybody's just trying to get their noon calendars finish up. So thank you very much all for your attendance. We'll just do some quick housekeeping matters before we get into the meat of these requests. The first would be for the minutes from both the October 20th and April 20th. So October 20th, 2022, April 20th of 2023 FPS meetings. It's on page 3 of your materials. Do I have a motion to approve those minutes?
Larsh will make a motion.
Thank you. Second?
Finke seconds.
Moved and seconded that the minutes of those meetings be approved. Any opposition? And hearing none, those minutes are approved. Thank you very much, folks. Rose, I just want to make sure we didn't get any public comments for today's meeting.
No public comment, Judge.
Great. All right. So now, as we do with all these meetings, we're going to move into all of these requests. I want to preface this discussion just as you all know, the way that these funds held on behalf of requests work are they submitted through detailed applications that are reviewed. My experience, and I believe the experience of all the committee members, are those applications are thorough, are direct, and support these requests. Not to say that they are just rubber stamped. We look at them, but they do follow our current process, and it's a good process. And FPS is a recognized program to allow courts to hold funds on behalf, and I'm generally speaking here for ongoing projects that are not completed within certain time periods. That's a generalization of what we do and what we address. Very appropriate, allows courts to manage their budgets appropriately. And like all of us in our household budgets, allows us to put aside money for very effective and necessary projects. That being said, like everything else, it can always be subject to review and if not improvement. And that's what we're gonna be doing over the course of the next few months. Again, I wanna emphasize, this is not to imply or suggest in any way that any of these applications or funds held on behalf of have been not following strict policy. They have been, but as we've moved through this and learned and heard from folks who address all of these funds, and John Wardlaw has helped us understand too, and Fran and Zlatko and others, anytime we are dealing with fiscal decisions, we have responsibilities to make sure that we are following what we need to follow as we govern that money, and which is what we're gonna do. So we're gonna have an educational session starting with FPS, that'll then trickle up if there's any recommended changes to TICBAC, and then ultimately through JBBC into the council. So that's kind of where you're gonna see us going in the next few months. But with that being said, let's now get to these funds held on behalf of requests. As you can see in your materials, and we address this in both new requests and amended requests. We always start with the new requests. We've kind of learned how to be more effective as we conduct these meetings. And rather, the way I'm going to do this is I'm going to break down requests by court, but I'm not going to break down individual requests within the court unless there's a question from a member or a question from anybody from that court. Anybody listening in, those courts are not required to be present at these meetings, but they're more than welcome to be present for any questions that might be answered. So, starting off with the first request that you have before you in attachment 2, that's from El Dorado Superior Court for implementation and deployment of its CMS case management system. It's a request for $284,000. Is there anybody from El Dorado on the line with us today? Doesn't sound like it, and that's common once they submit their application. Are there any concerns or questions from committee members about the El Dorado request? And I hear none. Is there a motion to approve the El Dorado request?
Gable moves. Yamasaki seconds.
Great. Yes. Moved and seconded that the El Dorado request, as noted, be approved. Any opposition to the motion? Hearing none, that is approved. Moving next to Glenn, do we have anybody from Glenn joining us today? Doesn't sound like it. This is attachment number 3, Glenn's application for $70,000 for courthouse renovations. Any questions or concerns from committee members? Hearing none, is there a motion?
Marsh will make a motion.
Excellent. And a second?
Frankie will second.
Moved and seconded that the Glenn request be approved. Now that it's moved and seconded, any further discussions or concerns? And any opposition to the Glenn request? Hearing none, it's approved. Next, Lake Superior Court. This is an attachment 4 of our materials. This is $178,000 also for courthouse construction. Anybody from Lake on the line with us today? Appears not. Any questions or concerns from any committee member on the Lake request? And hearing none, is there a motion?
Gable moves.
Yamasaki seconds.
I'm sensing a pattern here. This is good. All right. Moved and seconded that the Lake request of 178 be approved. Any further discussion? And any opposition? Hearing none, it's passed. Next, Nevada Superior Court, 110,000. This is in attachment number 5. $110,000 for various projects, including courthouse updates and implementation of a work management system. Anybody from Nevada on the line with us today? And not. Any questions or concerns from any committee member? And is there a motion?
Marsh should make a motion.
And Mr. Finke, are you seconding that?
Absolutely, Judge. Seconded.
Moved and seconded the Nevada request be approved. Any questions? Any opposition? Hearing none, that's approved. So now we have 1, 2, 3 requests from Orange Superior Court. There's attachments numbers 6, 7, and 8 of your materials. In brief description, $295,000 for implementation of its case management system, $316,000 request to fund its Oracle infrastructure project implementation, and $632,000 to partially fund the Grand Central project and integration with its CMS. So we have the pleasure and honor of having Mr. Yamasaki with us as a committee member. We'll take him out of that committee member role for a second, representing Orange. David, anything anybody from you or your court wants to add to this?
No, thank you very much, Judge Conklin. All of the information that was submitted very clearly details what we intend to use the resources for. And the only uncertainty that I have is relative to item number 7. It's called the Oracle Infrastructure Project. The acronym for some reason is OCI. I can't explain why that is, but that is the case.
It is what it is, as we would say. All right. So, David, Mr. Yamasaki being in his role now representing Orange, any questions from other committee members for David? And Rose, I need to be careful here. Well, David can vote on this, but he's going to, I mean, generally what happens when we have counties on this is they at this point abstain, correct, David?
Yeah.
So does that give us a quorum, Rose, for this request?
It doesn't. It would drop us down to four.
But Judge, if I might just for a moment, I don't know if it's absolutely required. We've established a meeting quorum. I think it's a matter of the vote, yeah, ultimately, of the members that are eligible to vote
for, okay,
for the
That's my understanding as well.
All right. I guess that's what Robert's Rules of Orders would tell us, is once the meeting is underway with a quorum, then we can continue the meeting and take any action as a committee on items before the committee. So that's what we'll roll with. If somebody wants to appeal that decision, they can serve me and we'll take care of it. But I'm, as the chair of the committee, I'm finding that we will take action on this request from Orange. Any questions from the committee, other committee members to Mr. Yamasaki? Hearing none, any opposition to the three Orange requests in attachments 6, 7, and 8? Hearing none, I'm deeming them passed. David, you're now back.
No, you need a motion. I'll move.
I'm sorry. I got thrown off. Judge Gabe has moved. Is there a second?
I'll second that. Judge.
All right. Chad is seconding. Moved and seconded that the three Orange matters that I just approved without a motion, that they actually be approved. Any opposition? I'll slow down a little bit, maybe. Hearing no opposition, the three Orange matters are approved. And I'm sorry, folks, I'm like you, I'm in trial mode and I'm just trying to move things along. So
with two abstentions, is that correct, Judge Conklin?
You're abstaining. Was there another abstention?
Judge Larsh, I believe, intended to announce his abstention.
Oh, okay.
Judge Larsh would abstain, but my concern would be that would throw us off for a quorum.
No, I think we've decided, and I agree that the quorum governs being able to conduct the meeting. The quorum does not govern that the actions within the committee can be approved. So
then I would abstain. Thank you.
All right. So we'll show three approvals, two abstentions, and therefore the three items are approved. Moving next to San Bernardino, we have four requests from San Bernardino. These are set forth in items 9, 10, 11, and 12. Do we have anybody from San Bernardino joining our meeting today?
Yes, you have Mark Anton Coombs, Finance Manager, and Kurt Fair, our Supervising Budget Analyst.
Thank you so much for your presence with us today. We've reviewed your four requests. Do we have any questions or concerns from any committee member to San Bernardino about their requests? Hearing none. San Bernardino, is there anything you want to add? Your applications are being considered. You don't have to add anything at all. There's no questions, but is there anything you wanted to comment on?
No, there's nothing at this point in time, Judge Conklin. Thank you very much.
You bet. Just wanted to give the opportunity since you took the time to join us. So with that, is there a motion to approve the four San Bernardino requests? I'll move. So it's moved by me that the San Bernardino request be approved. Any second?
Larsh will second.
Moved and seconded the four San Bernardino requests be approved. It's open for discussion. And any opposition? Calling for a vote. Hearing no opposition. San Bernardino, each of your four requests are approved. Thank you very much. Moving now to San Luis Obispo, request for $386,000 for courtroom upgrades and modifications. Isn't everybody from San Luis Obispo on the line? Hearing none, any questions from any committee members about the request? And hearing none, is there a motion to approve?
Yamasaki moves.
Is there a second?
Gabe seconds.
Moved and seconded that the San Luis Obispo request is set forth in attachment 13 be approved. Open for discussion. And is there any opposition to the San Luis Obispo request? Hearing none, San Luis Obispo's request is granted as well. Item 13 is a $350,000 request from Santa Clara Superior Court for implementation of an automation project to set forth in attachment 14 in their application. Is Santa Clara on the line with us?
Hi, Judge Conklin. Yes, Walt Eisman here, Director of Finance.
Thanks so much for joining us, Walt. Appreciate it. We've reviewed your application. Anything you want to add?
No, it's pretty straightforward, I think, but no, I certainly can take questions if there are any.
It is. And are there any questions? Hearing none, Is there a motion to approve the Santa Clara request as noted?
Yamasaki moves.
Is there a second?
All seconds.
All right, we'll give Gabe credit for that. Moved and seconded that the Santa Clara request be approved. Any opposition? Santa Clara, your request is approved. Thank you so much.
Very good. Thank you.
Next, moving to Sutter, a $714,000 request for various projects, including technological enhancements and facility modifications. Anybody from Sutter on the line with us today?
Good afternoon, Judge. Joe Azevedo, CFO from Sutter.
Joe, thanks so much for joining us. We have your application in hand. Is there anything else you wanted to add?
No, not at this time. Thank you.
Any questions for Joe or for Sutter about their request? And given that, is there a motion to approve? Hello?
Larsh will make the motion.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Gable second.
Moved and seconded on the Sutter request. Any opposition? And Sutter, your request is granted. Thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Moving next to request 15 from the San Joaquin Superior Court, $389,000 for facility upgrade. Anybody from San Joaquin on the line with us?
Stephanie Bohr, Court Executive Officer from San Joaquin. Hi, Judge Conklin.
Hi, Stephanie. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate your application. Are there any questions of San Joaquin on their application? Anything you wanted to add, Stephanie?
No, Judge. Just I appreciate your time and review.
As we do yours. Thank you very much. Is there a motion to approve the San Joaquin request?
Finky moves.
Yes, Yamasaki moves.
I heard Finky first, then. Did David, you're seconding that?
Yes, thank you.
Moved and seconded for the San Joaquin request. Any opposition? And that's granted. Stephanie, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
And finally, our last new request, item 16, set forth in attachment 17, the application from Sierra, $17,000 for courthouse renovations. Is Sierra on the line with us today?
Yes, Your Honor. This is Ann Mendez from Sierra Superior Court.
Hi, Ann. Thanks for joining us. Any questions for Ann about the Sierra request? Ann, is there anything you wanted to add?
No. Thank you for your consideration today.
You bet, and thank you. Is there a motion to approve the Sierra request?
So move, Yamasaki.
Is there a second?
Larsh, a second.
Moved by Mr. Yamasaki, seconded by Judge Larsh. It's a pending motion. Any opposition? Hearing none, I'll deem the Sierra request granted as well. All right.
Thank you, Your Honor.
So, you bet. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. So now we're moving to the amended requests we have. There's 15 of these. Likewise, if there's more than one amended request from a court, I'll call it as a request from that court as we move through these. If anybody's listening in and wonders what an amended request is, it's very appropriate. It is exactly what it sounds like. It's where a request has previously been approved and there is a change. You'll see sometimes the court states they no longer need the funds, which is very appropriate. Other times the court states that due to events occurring in the anticipated project, they need to extend the timeout or they need additional funds to be held on behalf of. And so we deal with these amended requests as well. As I said, we have 15 of them from various courts. I'll take them in order. The first is from Colusa. Is there anybody from Colusa on the line?
Yes, Erica Valencia, Court Executive Officer.
Erica, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate that. Calusa's request is $284,000 to extend the period for facility modifications from 22-23 to 25-26. Any questions of Calusa on that request? Calusa, anything you wanted to add?
Nothing to add. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there a motion to approve?
Finke will move to approve.
Thanks, Mr. Finke. Is there a second?
Gable second.
Moved and seconded for the Calusa request. Any opposition? Calusa, thanks so much. Your amended request is approved. Appreciate it.
Thank you all for your consideration.
Thank you. Enjoy your lunch. Next, request number two, which is set forth in attachment 20, is from the Imperial Superior Court to extend the period for courthouse construction from 22-23 to 23-24 for $100,000. Is Imperial on the line with us? Apparently not. Any questions or concerns from any committee member on the Imperial request? Very good. Is there a motion to approve?
Larch will make the motion.
Thanks.
Yamasaki seconds.
And Yamasaki seconded the Imperial request. Any opposition? The Imperial request, as noted, is approved. Okay, we have two requests from Lake, amended requests. Now, request number three is to reduce the original request of $17,000 by $8,000 for a revised total of $9,000, if I'm doing my math right. And to extend the period of time into 23-24 for its CMS project. That's set forth in attachment 21. Attachment 22 addresses request four, and that's to withdraw their original request from the CMF project and return $30,000. Well, and when I say return, it would no longer be funds held on behalf of. Lake is not with us, as I understand it, right? Any concerns from any committee members on the two Lake amended requests? Is there a motion?
Before making a motion, Judge, I have a question for Zlatko. When an amount is reduced, what ends up happening to the difference? And if it was in the materials, my apologies if I missed it.
If it's reduced, then it would be returned to the trial court trust fund typically, unless they had an amended request to repurpose it. But at this point, it would be reconciled and no longer be identified as an excluded fund, and it would have been counted against their 3% cap in the year in which it was calculated.
Okay.
And presumably it would return to the chocolate trust fund. For example, last year we returned overall like about $1.5 million roughly of funds that were not either part of the 3% cap, BFR's funds held on behalf of process.
Great. Thank you very much.
David, thanks for that question. Zlatko, thanks for clarifying. Now that question has been addressed, is there a motion? Did I hear Judge Larsh move to approve?
Yes.
If I didn't, I just did, huh? And is there a second?
Yes, Yamasaki seconds.
Great. That the two Lake requests be approved. Any opposition? And therefore, those amended requests are granted. Next, from Mariposa, to extend the period for facilities renovations from 21-22 to 22-23 and increase it from 356 by 50,000 to 411. Anybody from Mariposa with us?
Yes, Your Honor, Desiree Leard, Court Executive Officer.
Thanks so much for joining us. This is set forth in attachment 23. Any Mariposa, do you want to add anything?
I'm sorry, I do not need to add anything.
Okay, good. And is there a motion to approve?
Thank you. I'll move to approve.
And I'll second it. Moved and seconded that the Mariposa request be approved. Any opposition? And Mariposa, your request is approved. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good evening or afternoon.
You do the same. Both. Thanks. We're now turning to Mono Superior Court to extend the period for audio and visual upgrades into 24-25. This totals $168,000. It's set forth in attachment 24. Anybody from Mono on the line?
Yes, Your Honor. Tammy LaFramboise, Fiscal Director.
Thanks so much for joining us. Anything you want to add about your request? We have your application.
No.
Great. Thank you. Is there a motion to approve the Mono request?
Yamasaki moves.
And
Larsh
second. Moved and seconded that Mono's request be approved. Any opposition? Hearing none, Mono, your request is approved. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And I just saw Colin. I just saw magic pop up. This is moving next. Item number seven, which is attachment 25. Request from Monterey Superior Court to extend the courthouse construction into the 24-25 fiscal year. This is $25,000. Colin, anything you want to add to your request? We have your application.
No, there are four additional requests. Are you going to consider those now, or should I respond to those later?
You're right. I'm sorry. They're further down, so let's take them all. I appreciate that. So this is request number 7 that is set forth in attachment 25. And let's just jump also to requests 11, 12, 13, and 14 that are set forth in attachment 29, 30, 31, and 32. So in total, Monterey has 5 requests. And Colin, thanks for clearing that up. Anything you want to add to these requests? I have your email, just generally noting that you're clarifying the requests. You're only asking for extension of a time period, correct?
For request 12 and 13.
Right.
And yep. For request 14, we are requesting the repurposing of the reduction in request 11, as well as an increase.
So what you're doing is in request 11, then you're repurposing it in request number 14 and increasing it to 516.
That's correct.
Okay. And repurposing is something that's allowed in the current policy. So that's something we've addressed in the past as well. So considering those 5 requests for Monterey, any questions from any committee members? And is there a motion to approve the 5 requests, specifically in requests noted in 7, and then 11, 12, 13, and 14?
Gabe moves.
Yamasaki seconds.
Okay. We'll let Mr. Yamasaki second. So Gabe moved, Yamasaki second, and those 5 requests. It's open for discussion. Any opposition to any of those 5 requests? Hearing no opposition, each of those 5 requests is approved by the committee. Colin, thanks so much. Good to see you.
Thank you for your review and approval.
Thanks. Moving now to item number 9, a request from San Benito Superior Court to extend the period for various projects into 23-24, totaling $644,000. San Benito's request is set forth in attachment 26. Is there anybody from San Benito on the line?
Yes, Judge, this is David Aguirre, the CFO. I believe our CEO, Terry Singh, is also on the line.
Great, thanks so much. Anything you want to add to your request? We've got your application.
Nothing to add, thank you.
Thank you. Is there a motion to approve the San Benito request as noted?
Gabe moves.
I'll move. Okay, Gabe moves and I'll second. Moved and seconded that the San Benito request be approved. Any opposition? And hearing none, San Benito, your amended request is approved. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Moving next to Stanislaus, an amended request. This is item number 9. It's set forth in attachment 27 to increase the requested amount for courthouse construction in 22-23 by $375,000 from $1.7 to $2.1 million. Is there anybody from Stanislaus on the line?
Yes, hi, Rana Juliana from Stanislaus, ACEO, and I have Brandy Christensen, our facility services manager as well.
Great, thank you. And this is a perfectly appropriate request, and I just want to clarify that I've got the information right. You're not asking to extend this into the next fiscal year. You're just asking to request the amount in this fiscal year to that amount, correct?
We're asking for an additional $1.337 million over last year's amount, and we're asking for it to come back to us in fiscal year 24-25. Does that clarify?
It's a request to increase the amount by 375 from 1.7 to 2.1. Is that inconsistent?
Yes. I'm sorry. Last year we had, and I sent in a revised request yesterday. It only clarified that the amount we were asking for this year, $1,337,644.98, was over and above the amount we asked for last year and got approved for, which was $739,168. But I believe that does equal the $2 million. It would be a total of $2,076,813.16, which would be our new funds held on behalf if this was approved.
All right. Rose, did we get that amendment? And so you said you submitted that application yesterday?
I just sent in a clarification because we noticed that we hadn't referenced the prior year amount, and I wanted you to make sure that you knew the request this year, the $1.337 million, was over and above last year's amount.
Judge Conklin, if I might suggest, is that given that there's these sort of maybe some misunderstanding, and we just got this, we could not incorporate anything into the materials for today, that we defer right. this possibly to the next meeting so we can make sure that we're absolutely clear. I think based on how we've interpreted the application, we've treated this as an amended request without an identification of the new money. So that might be an option so that we're absolutely clear on what it is that the committee would be considering and approving.
Yeah, I think, and this is not a reflection at all that there's anything about the application that we'd not otherwise approve, but we try to be so careful with our timing and the ability of our committee members to review the materials. And I think that's most appropriate is that we just defer this to the next FPS meeting. If there's a time problem, we could always consider approval by email. But does that create a timing problem for you and your request?
No, Judge Conklin, it doesn't. I understand. Would that meeting be then on 10/19?
Rose, is that our next FPS meeting?
Yes, that's correct. So FPS would be 10/19, and that's for the January JC meeting.
Okay, and so now we'll just consider, Rose, can we just deem these materials submitted for that meeting so they don't need to resubmit them?
Yeah, I'll touch base offline, and we'll get it squared away.
Okay, I appreciate that. I think, again, we just need to be real careful procedurally how we deal with each of these.
Thank you.
Yeah, and Judge, this just speaks to us, and the review that you've talked about before is not just sort of maybe on the policy side,
right.
but also process, forms, clarity of instructions, understanding. We've had a lot of change at the CO and CFO level, and we think it's good to work with the folks to see what streamlining can happen and helpful in clarity of what is new, what is amended, and what types of amendments and how they get characterized in the materials.
I agree. So what we're going to do is I'm not going to call for a vote on this because that's not appropriate this time. We're just going to defer. So I'm just going to, this is as if a motion was filed before the court and I'm recalendaring the motion for a later date. So this is now recalendered for our October meeting. And will be considered at that time. Is that any other concerns, Stanislas, that you have?
No concerns. Thank you all.
Great. Thank you all very much. Okay. We're now moving to a request from Ventura Superior Court. This is set forth in, this is item 10. It's set forth in attachment 28. Is Ventura with us?
This is Susie Ju from Ventura, budget analyst.
Great. Thanks very much for joining us. So this is to increase, to extend CMS upgrades through 25-26 and increase the requested amount in the fund balance year 22-23 from $1 million to $1.9 million. So you're increasing the amount and extending the time period, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions for Ventura on this request? And hearing none, is there a motion to approve?
I'd make a motion, Larsh.
Thank you. And all Yamasaki. Second. We'll let Yamasaki second. It's always better. Great. Moved and seconded that the Ventura request as described be approved. Any opposition? Ventura, your request is approved. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for your consideration, Your Honor.
Thank you. And finally, considering that we've addressed all the Monterey requests, it gets us to the last request of the day, request 15, set forth in attachment 33, and that is from the San Joaquin Superior Court to amend the period for facility construction through 25-26 and increase the amount requested for fund balance year 23-24 by $80,000. This would total 4.5 for the project. Is San Joaquin with us?
Stephanie Bohr, Your Honor, from San Joaquin.
Back. Great. You I'm never back. Left, huh?
Never left. No.
Great. Thank you so much. Any questions for Stephanie on the amended request from San Joaquin? And hearing none, is there a motion to approve?
Pinky moves.
And a second?
Gabe seconds.
Moved and seconded for that final request. Any opposition? Great. And the final request for the day is approved. Thanks so much, Stephanie, for hanging in there with us.
Thank you, everybody, for your time.
All right. So I tried to move expeditiously, yet not so fast that I wasn't thorough, but we went a little bit over time. We followed our typical practice. As I said to committee members, we'll be back in touch with you. We've got an educational session. We're going to get going on just to address the policies that we've been discussing. With that, anything else anybody else wants to address? Hearing none, it looks like Judge Larsh is the one who's seated in the best location right now, as far as not in his office. So I do appreciate all the work each of you put in on this committee. I know sometimes it seems that we're just going through the motions, but we're doing anything but. These are important requests and important time spent on them. I appreciate all of your time very much. Enjoy the remainder of your lunch hour, and go Dodgers. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Everybody.